They don't take care of them.
Now, the enclosure right around the hog house or whatever you call it, did you call that anything?
What?
The kind of a fence or whatever, a little fenced in area around the hog house?
No, it just depends on how big a lot you have. Some people have more than others, you know. Some have a whole field, and some just have a lot, maybe a half acre, acre, or something like that.
The hog house was just right in the
It is in there, so they can go in there and lay, you know. I used to build one, maybe 12, 15 feet wide, and 4, 5, 6 feet wide. Cover it one way, you know. Leave the front of it open so they can go in.
Did you ever have a place out in the pasture where you'd milk the cows?
Yeah, we used to do that.
Special
place. You've got a cow. Some you can't milk every cow out in the field. Some of them you can. Some of them you've got to put them in the stable. Some of them you've got to put kickers on them. Mm-hmm. And old cows ain't alike. You've got a good old gentle cow. You can just go out there and get your stool and sit down there and set the bucket down and take both hands and milk a 2-gallon bucket full right now in a little bit. And then other, you've got to take them and put them in the barn. And a lot of people, you know, these cows have got calves, and if you're going to use them for milk cows, you've got to keep the calves in the stable or in a lot somewhere or another and let your cows come in at milking time and let them have what the milk you want them to have, half of it. That's a general rule. Let them suck 2 tits and you can get 2.
I see.
But now then, people's quit milking. There ain't nobody. All the farmers here just quit milking. They just turn their cows out and let them have their calves, you know, and then keep them calves till fall or till next year or something and sell the calves off and raise more. There's nobody anymore. Very few people milk, just very few. It used to, nearly everybody had a cow or two. Some of them had a half a dozen. I have had 10 or 12 at one time milk cow.
Did you have a place out in the corner of the field where you might put a rail down or something to keep the cow in there when you milked her?
Well, some people would do that, you know, and they'd maybe have to bring their cows in from somewhere. Maybe if I had cows across the road, you know, I'd have to bring them over here. And I remember one time my grandpa had cows stayed about a mile over here and go over and get them. And I had a lot here. We'd put them in of a night. Mm-hmm. And keep them from wandering around, and then the next morning milk them and take them back over there.
Did you call that place anything in particular?
No, just
like there
was never any name for it. Just
like
a lot.
Milk gap.
A lap or gap or pen or something
I
like
see.
That. You know.
And the place where the hogs stay, did you ever call that a hog pen or
a hog pen is a thing that's built up off of the ground, you know, and floored.
That's what I want to know.
There's an old one out, John. It's about rotted down. I ain't had no hogs lately. You'd make them hog houses as big as you want to. Some of them had maybe fattened 2 hogs in a little old pen that wasn't more than a 6x6 or something, but I'd always have them about 16 feet long and about 6 or 8 feet wide, you know, and sometimes I'd make them big enough that I could put a partition in them, you know, and put big ones on one side and smaller ones on the other, or something like that, you know.
Was that just under the house, or did it come out all the way out?
Well, it was just like this floor, yeah. It was just up off the ground, you know, it wouldn't rot, but you had to leave a space or something from that out. Hog pen will get awful nasty.
Right.
You got to keep them cleaned out, you know.
Sure.